morning, David, and welcome to our studio.
It's a pleasure to be here, and the AC is nice.
You're in Oroville since the beginning, right?
No, since 1976. That's not the beginning.
That's not really the beginning, but really
close to the beginning years, yes, I was here.
You're a long-term Orovillian, and all these years you dedicated your life to the forest, correct?
Mostly. Mm-hmm. I did children's lunch for many years in the Oro Dam kitchen.
For the schools?
Yeah, children's lunch it was called.
Yeah.
It was in the Oro Dam kitchen. Mm-hmm. And then after, I did a bit at the Barrett Nevis of children's lunch. I was familiar with making food because I had a restaurant in Pondi. That was called Nourishment. Ashram related a bit.
Yeah.
It was named by Madhav Pandit from the ashram. Mm-hmm. And we made natural food for 2 or 3 years for that time. And many Oroveans came. Many stayed overnight too. Mm-hmm. Ask me another question.
Yeah,
oh, I did tree planting since 1981.
You were involved actively in the forest group.
Very active in the forest group and very active planting trees and, or I should say, proper watershed management. Mm-hmm. It's not trees only. It's bunding. Zero runoff.
That's all the around Oro Dam and the international zone you did it, right?
I did with other people. I was the land steward.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked after a lot of land, the Oro Dam canyons, which were formed by erosion. So we helped to stop the erosion by making dams or bunds.
So the water stays instead of going down in Irambar Lake, right?
Yeah, zero runoff, it's called.
Yeah.
Rain should drop and stay in the same place. It doesn't happen, but we control it very much, and it's because of trees and bunding.
Mm-hmm.
Bunding keeps the water in place. I have pebbly soil, but we get a lot of rain in a short period of time, and we have to have, Oroville was mostly desert for several reasons. One, because of agriculture, and two, people cut a lot of trees for housing. The British did a lot for houses in Pondi.
Before Oroville was...
When we came, it was semi-arid desert.
Yeah.
As the photos show, all over Oroville.
Some palmyra trees and that's it, no?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Ask me another question.
You said that you were cooking lunch for the children. How many children, how many meals did you do?
How many meals? I think it was maybe 50 people a day in the school season. I think I did for 3 years. And most of those people now are 29 or 30.
Mm-hmm.
And they, it was good to do.
I was just wondering about the population, so that's 50 meals. Cool.
50 meals a day, actually, for 3 years during the school.
You came in the place where it was still, you said, semi-dry desert?
Semi-arid desert.
Yes.
I think is what they call it. I came in 76. And I've been involved with afforestation, proper watershed management, since 1981.
Yes. And if you look through the window anywhere else, the image is completely different, no? They call it a jungle. Some foreigners, they said, tourists, they said, oh, you live in a jungle, no?
Yeah,
so you saw all the trees.
The landscape is different.
Yeah.
And we've gone through a lot of changes. We planted any sort of tree in the beginning or pioneer species that grow fast. Now we're planting dry tropical evergreen forest.
That is in the last 10 years, no?
What?
Last 10 years you are more choosy what you plant.
Yeah, native species actually started by Paul from Botanical Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
He was a leader in this. A lot of people are involved in the forest group. Forest group meeting has been, since 1982, the first Friday of the month for...
Decades.
Since 1981, 1982. We have volunteers now that help a lot and give a lot of inputs. I have one volunteer. I'd like her to say something. No, she doesn't want to say something.
She doesn't want to say. She just sit there and listens.
I don't know what to say.
Just say that you're a volunteer and you come from Chennai, biodata. And that you're pretty.
You can say that. Can you say see, that. He's still...
But I should shut up.
The gentleman is giving you a compliment, so you should acknowledge it. So you can say hi.
She's very intelligent, too, and she's very helpful to the land steward. She hasn't... Please, lady.
Yeah.
Renee,
yeah,
talk.
What is your name?
Hi, I'm Renee.
Mm-hmm. And you are from Chennai.
I'm from Chennai. So I just completed my master's, and I came to Oroville to explore.
You completed master's in what?
In medical and psychiatric social work.
Oh, but he's David says that you're helping him with afforestation.
Yeah, I felt that being in the city, growing up in a city, I've stayed a lot away from nature.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not nature, but I've read a lot about Oroville, and I thought my exposure and experience in Oroville is going to give me a totally different perspective in life, and also mental health for that matter. So forestation is very much closely related with mental health. So I am at the right
place. It is antidepressant, no?
Yeah, definitely.
You saw all the changes, yeah? What would you say, what is the main difference between Oroville 40 years back and now?
We're growing not fast enough, according to many people, but we're growing. There's lots of young people around with their inputs. My niece, who was born here, is now on the FAMC and doing waste management. Mm. Her husband was born here, Akash Kapoor. Mm. He's helping with the writing and writing books and everything. I see many young people have inputs,
mm-hmm.
which is a lot.
It's good. And it's supposed to
Your children, what are they doing?
They're still in school.
Miriam? I say the name, no?
Yeah.
Good.
They're still in school, but Antonio is more in mass communication, in video, in radio work. Hannah is more in performing arts, singing and stuff like that, and care for the animals. So yeah, of course. I mean, you grew up somewhere, of course you were given input, you know?
And why did you come? See, I interviewing you. Good, no?
Problem. Why did I come? I read about Oroville, then I googled it and I looked at it, and we came one summer holidays to check out how it would be, and we all fell in love somehow with the way how the city is, with a lot of freedom in the way that you can have animals around you, you can have trees around you, you're not constricted by the concrete. Also, the charter and the dream are actually really powerful documents which do attract a billion of people. The reality differs from it a big time, but let's say we have to have some aspiration and faith that maybe one day it will fall in place.
Yes, I relate to the charter very much, as many people do. I relate to karma yoga, the yoga of work, I believe, as many people do. I came here when I was 32, I'm now 73, and people thank me for planting trees.
Of course.
And I planted trees in Kodaikanal on a big project, Kodaikanal, Palmer Hills Conservation Council, and people thank me. Let me finish. Okay. I speak louder?
No, that's
okay.
Good.
I thank them. To be able to have the freedom to do proper shed watershed management, tree planting and munding, nursery, I thank them. I was born in Brooklyn. And to be here for 35 years and people are thankful, especially on the outside, it's nice, but I think it's Mother's grace, no?
Yep.
Is that correct?
It's you. You are called for some reasons, yeah. And that is a story which you just touched. It's, as you remember, one of my friends also asked you, you are from Brooklyn. What are you doing here? Why did you come, you know?
I was born in Brooklyn. I was raised on Long Island,
mm-hmm.
one of the world's first major suburbs. But go ahead. What am I doing here?
Yeah. So some people is like, why somebody ends up in Oroville planting trees?
Okay. That's a long story, but I'll make it a short story. My brother was here first.
Mm-hmm.
He came the day they, Larry, they started digging the hole from the Montevideo. And that's because he was in Pondy, and he was waiting for a train to Benares.
Mm-hmm.
He met a lady, I think she was from Brooklyn, named Gabi.
Gabriel.
Yeah, she was very famous in the early days, well known.
Mm.
And she said, come, I'll take you to a lady. That lady was the mother.
Mother.
Right. Nice story. There's many nice stories. And he came out the next day, the day after, and he,
started to help excavating the...
He started working on the Machmadir. He's had two children,
mm-hmm.
or Elise. And Priam, he comes back. He spends a lot of time in America now. He comes back December 30th.
Mm-hmm.
I came because of him. He's a younger brother, but he's been the leader.
Mm-hmm.
In
your family.
For this and other things.
Mm. That was it.
Okay. I came. I went to Kota Karai. Actually, another man that is well known. The late Johnny Walker,
mm-hmm.
not the Scotch, but Johnny Walker, yeah, whatever, and people know him. He actually brought me here.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't drag me, but he got me on the plane and brought me here.
He put you on the plane?
I'm confused. I'm only kidding you. He got me, he took me here
mm-hmm.
on the plane, okay?
You were afraid to fly to flying?
No. He just motivated me
to come
to Oroville.
You remember how it was the first day when you came up to Oroville from Pondy? Do you remember the day?
Yeah. January 9th. Well, I came in 75 for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the idea of community very much. I was familiar with community in California. That wasn't so great. And so I liked the community. And then on New Year's Eve, 1975, they had a program at the Machmadir, and they had a bonfire. This is New Year's Eve, 12 o'clock. And a lot of people came, and I looked. They all had different kind of outfits on. They all looked very nice. It was a big bonfire, and they played Sunil's music, and that registered me very strongly.
Sunil, the one who was writing the music for the mother for Savitri, right? The organs, yeah.
On the organ.
Yeah,
anyway, that registered with me. Yeah, that was an experience.
Mm. Of course.
You can say spiritual experience or whatever. It registered me. And then I went back to New York, and then through Johnny Walker, I am here, January 19th. I repeat myself. Say something? No, she's not going to say anything. Ask me, okay, I do afforestation.
You're also active in, you go to the forest meetings, but I know that you were active also in the working groups, right?
I was very active for the last three and a half years on the FAMC.
Yeah,
active, I mean, I showed up. I followed all the emails.
Mm.
I represented the Forest Group.
Mm.
I liked the teamwork there very much, and we handle situations that are not so easy to handle. And people were quite open and quite nice, compassionate in handling them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not there anymore. I'm very happy I'm not there anymore. But it was a nice experience. It was a learning experience.
Yeah, for sure.
I learned about much more what's going on in Oroville.
Yeah. And you were also probably in some other working groups, no? Entry service?
No.
No?
Just Forest Group, housing service, blah, 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 housing service, food making in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly, I've been on the land. I go to activities and everything. One thing I like, I can add, this interview is disconnected a bit, is I love the solar kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the visitor center, the communal eating,
yeah,
or the eating for everybody. I find the solar kitchen cheapest and best. It's good,
yeah.
Good food.
But the menu is the same last 30 years, no? That's the major comment from the Orovillians and kids.
There's a lot of issues, comments in Oroville, and a lot of people have many inputs. They're doing the best they can, and must be very hard to change the menu.
Yeah,
what I notice and what I like, and I remarked to people, in the hot season, there's lots of people there.
Yep.
Years ago, there was nobody around.
Mm.
Not around. Now, the solar kitchen is full most of the year, something like that, yes?
This summer, there was a lot of people staying in the city.
Yeah. Another thing I can mention is, I don't know if it's still the same, we got a lot closer together during the hot season.
Yeah,
in Oradam, and I saw in Oroville, there was less people here, and we were facing the heat. We seemed to get closer together.
That's true.
I think it might still be true, but I noticed that very strongly.
This summer was a lot of people, and there was also lots of tension and lots of asuras flying around. So it was
a lot of what?
Asuras. There was a lot of fights and craziness, but it's okay. But I agree with you, because the previous summers I really enjoyed the heat of the city and emptiness of the city. Those who stayed, we also had more time to...
Yeah,
to
it's the same way.
To bear the heat and so forth. It was much, it's nice, yeah.
I live in a community or a dam.
Mm-hmm.
And most of us have been there a long time, and we're very close.
Yeah, it's extended family, no?
Extended family. Yeah. Those words are...
You still go for the bonfires? On
no, I don't.
Don't anymore.
No. I stay at home. I relate to the past, which maybe I shouldn't so much. We used to walk in the morning to the bonfires. Now you don't walk. We still could walk, but there's lots of... there's much too many strangers there. Strangers, interested people,
that's
for me.
Okay.
Whatever, for me. I heard that the last bonfire, the place was full.
Yeah.
Okay, I stay at home.
But the way I see, okay, there's some tourists come, but there are a lot of villagers come.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm just saying, my lifestyle now is I seem to stay at home for these meetings at the Mach Mandir, where a lot of people go. Maybe I should go. I'll try harder the next time.
Thank you.
Did you have any friends visited from New York?
Yes.
Any of them stayed? Join the Orville?
No.
No.
But they stayed a long time. Mm. I and Larry had friends visit and they stayed a long time. And it registered with them. New York and I spent a fair amount of time in California. Mm. I was in the U.S. Navy.
During the war? No, you were born in 43.
Yeah, I was a war baby. I was born during World War II, but I was in the 70s, I was on an aircraft carrier in the Mediterranean.
For Vietnam?
I didn't go to Vietnam.
Just the Mediterranean? Okay.
Yeah, I was on an aircraft carrier. I was off the coast of Israel during that 7-day war. Hmm. We went around in circles for 7 days. 15 minutes are up?
No.
No? Okay.
No, but you said you want to say something. You actually asked me before we started if you can say anything you want. So maybe there's a certain topics you wanted to talk about, right?
There's lots of issues here about many different things. The master plan and how it's unfolding. I think people are trying very hard to work these things out. And I think many people are very sincere in their aspiration to Orville to unfold in a nice way. That's okay, what I said?
Yeah, sure, it's okay.
Okay. But there's many different, people have a lot of different inputs.
Mm.
But I think we're working them out.
Whatever.
Slowly but surely.
Whatever you have a mixed society and multiple cultures and so forth, usually takes a little bit longer to come to a common
consensus. They use that word consensus, no?
Consensus or something like that. But I think that is the right process, that you do get somewhere that we all feel comfortable with it, yeah?
Right.
But on the other hand, I also see what the mother asks us, our self-transformation and lesser our egos, it still takes also time to tackle those things, no?
It takes a lots of time to work on your ego, for sure. Age doesn't even help working on your ego.
Some egos are really even bigger than it should be in normal circumstances.
Okay, what I find very good is I had problems with my legs. I found the health clinic, Shante, and
Kailash before,
they were very helpful to me, especially the nurses. Mm. They had to work on my feet every day for 4 years. My feet look like pizza.
You have diabetes, right?
No, I don't have diabetes.
You don't?
No. People were surprised. I don't have diabetes one bit. I have direct vein thrombosis.
Mm-hmm.
That's traveling too much without doing the right program, like moving around the plane. In 1 month, I came back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my life was in danger, they say.
Yeah,
I spent a lot of time in Apollo. But Kailash, it wasn't for them. I don't know if I would be here,
mm-hmm.
especially the nurses. I said that many times.
Yeah.
And now I can cycle, and for what I have, cycling is the best thing. Cycling and walking, which helps my tree planting programs.
You're still planting the trees, right?
Yeah, I'm still actively involved. Mm-hmm. The monsoon seems to be dull or delayed right now. I'm supposed to plant for the forest group. On the Urodam watershed, I'm supposed to plant, the team is supposed to plant 1,000 trees. I'm behind. If it rains, I will catch up. Glenn heads a program.
1,000 trees this year?
Yeah, 1,000 trees.
In the Urodam area or?
Urodam watershed. Yeah,
thousand trees there.
Which is from just below Center Guest House, down past the visitor center.
Which species are you going to plant?
dry evergreen species.
Which is?
Okay, there's many. I do probably don't diversify as much as other people. Mm-hmm. I plant a lot of trees that will be valuable timber in the future, like Diospyros ebonum.
Oh, okay.
Like Hopetalia intricifolia. I plant that because we still have a problem with cows and goats. Okay. Hopetalia intricifolia.
That's a more bushy territory.
No, it's cows and goats don't touch.
Mm.
And a very formidable botanist, Father Matthew, very well-known man, he told me that in 1983 when I was walking around Dinnigal doing a project. He said, cows and goats don't eat this. And correct. Paul says it's a very fine wood. Short term, 30 years. It's very pretty. It's on the alleyway mostly as you go into a rundown.
I'll check it out.
What?
I have to check it out, honestly.
Check it out, please.
What about work trees? Do we have to, seems to have so many work trees in the city.
We still have a lot of work trees. Some sectors are negative on the work tree. It can be cut.
Mm-hmm.
It's a form of income. As far as it seems to need income. And if you plant in one section, because it's supposed to be, I shouldn't use that word, aggressive.
It's really quite aggressive, yeah.
Huh?
The work trees are really aggressive. I found them aggressive.
We don't use that word, but yeah, they compete with our slow-growing evergreen species.
Yeah.
But if you put them in one sector, then they don't compete, and they do bring income in the form of firewood and timber.
Yeah, true, correct.
Okay.
Which is your favorite tree?
Cassine glauca.
What is that?
It's a dry evergreen species. It's a native species. It's slow growing. I like the way it looks very much.
It's a tree.
It's a tree.
Yeah.
Slow growing. There's one in front of my house. And I have nursery. I don't diversify as much as the botanical gardens for various reasons. They're wonderful company. I'll use that, botanical gardens. A lot of our seedlings come from there. A lot of our seedlings come from Kanyapam Pachandikulam. What are you looking at? That man. Okay. Okay, Pachandikulam has a wonderful project this year, SLI. I forget that what the initials mean.
Sustainable Livelihood Institute?
Yeah, correct. I forget things for the moment. And that's a very big project, and it's working with the Tamil Nadu Government Agricultural Organization. And they're doing many things already. Like training people.
Yeah, I mean, they're training in rural population of Tamil Nadu.
Yeah, correct. And they're being on the FSC, I learned about this. And being in the forest group, I learned about it. FAMC, we looked at that project very closely.
It's a good project, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good project. And that's led by Pachandikulam. Many people are involved all over, and they're going ahead strongly.
What about the flowers? Which one is your favorite flower? Because I don't think you, when you start planting the trees and so forth, you also see the bushes, you see that flower or that. You must have something favorable.
Yeah. Mepsilon. That has a purple flower.
It grows here.
It grows here very well, and Mother named it...
Radha Consciousness?
No, that's a beautiful...
Vine.
Creeper.
Yeah.
Maria paniculata has a beautiful white flower, and it makes a nice hedge. It occurs in the shade, and that's dry tropical evergreen bush, or native species, as I sometimes call it. Another tree with a flower on it is patience. Mother called it patience. Mother named many trees. It has a beautiful white flower. It's slow growing, but it gives the best shade. It gives one species that gives the best shade.
They're all different, yeah? Like one that went that way. So.
It's wonderful to be here.
What is your message to Oroville or people in Oroville or people who are going to come to Oroville and become a part of Oroville?
Just like I can say, lots of energy is needed, and Oroville is still unfolding, and there's a lot of situations with housings and a lot of different things, especially for new people. So I would say, have patience, like Mother named that tree. Pretty good, no? White flower, have patience, have energy, and things will turn out all right for them. And for newcomers and people, entry group, that's a thing we're looking at very closely. So that's why these people coming should have patience. They also should have cash, it seems.
That's a bad one.
True, but it's true. That's the way it seems now. But we have a lot of programs to help him, I believe.
We do have newcomer programs.
We have, and more should come. And I'm not so much good with the internet, but the internet seems to help bring people here.
Oh, it does, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying I'm not so, I'm new to the internet. That's the way things are. I like very much. That brings a lot of people here, and maybe I think they do put their experience on the internet, and they should relate to friends back home. So people say we need more people. So
there's still lots of work to be done, though.
Huge amount to be done. You should say, I should stay on. Help me stay on a little longer.
Me?
Yeah, you.
I am going to stay.
No, but help me stay. The interview, make it longer, Renee.
Okay.
I think it's already long. How much is 35 minutes? You see the time down there?
Okay. 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 I sign off. Put the check in the mail.
Yeah.
Okay?
David, thank you for coming.
Thank you, for letting me be here.
Welcome anytime you have something to share with us.
I'm trying to be more open. Not that I've been closed. I'm trying to communicate more. That's okay? Good.